Champ, you're named to a Pro Bowl. Are you surprised to be named to a Pro Bowl?
I never try to act surprised about anything. You know, it's just a prime result of what happens when you play on a good team and you're surrounded by good players. And if you play well within that system, I mean, you got a good chance to go.
Do you spend any time thinking about your career and the fact that you're now going to your 12th Pro Bowl and been named to your 12th Pro Bowl, hopefully not going, but have you spent any time thinking about your career and putting it in any kind of long-term perspective?
You know, the only time I really concentrate on that is in the offseason, you know, because, you know, I look at what I've done and then I say I want to do better. And that's been every offseason since I've been in the league, and that's the way I'm going to treat this offseason. That's just the way I am.
And you stuck it out, and a lot of people thought you might leave, but you said you wanted to win here, and that's why I think this has to be so gratifying for you, what's going on here now.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, just the opportunity to win. And I think, you know, guys get confused about how this league works. You can't just go out trying to chase it, because you never know when your opportunity is going to come wherever you are or wherever you end up. So you just got to keep playing football hard and believing in your teammates, your organization, and things will work out.
Did you believe, though, that you guys could be this good this year?
Well, I didn't know. All I knew was, you know, from the beginning, we said we were going to put our nose down and work hard. And, I mean, we had a lot of pieces that were good for us, and a lot of them panned out.
Yeah, Del Rio just told us, watching you and how you go about your business and the kind of pro you are. He knew how great you were on the field, but seeing that has really, you know, been great for him to see how you approach your job.
Yeah. Now, is that a question?
Well, it's kind of like a statement, but I'd like you to respond to it.
All right. No, well, yeah, that's just, I don't know any different, you know, and one thing about, you know, my job, I take it serious. I don't bring my problems from home to my job, and I don't take my job home. So I know how to separate the two, and that's a big deal for a lot of young athletes. I mean, you can't bring your problems to work.
Champ, do the veterans sort of stress to the young guys how much this is an opportunity to accomplish something great?
Yeah, and it starts really from Coach Fox. And, you know, he talks about it. And when you got guys that have been around the block a few times, 10-plus years, I mean, there's several in our locker room that can tell them these opportunities don't come. I mean, you look at Keith Brookin, prime example, Super Bowl's first year. I mean, not even close since. You know, you see that around the league a lot. You know, a lot of guys get close and they don't get back. And, you know, you got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Who was the role model for you? Who kind of, you know, showed you the way in terms of how to be a pro?
Dal Green, Mark Carrier. I mean, there's a lot of them. Bruce Smith, all these guys. I mean, I played with some great Hall of Fame players, so, I mean, I had some great examples coming up.
Champ, you guys lead the league with 48 sacks. Do you in the secondary, you guys on the back end, take as much pride in that as a punt?
A little, you know, but one thing, I'm always patting them on the back because without them, I mean, we'd be nothing back there. Those guys, they make it easier for us. I mean, it'd be a lot of work for us if they weren't getting pressure. And I think that's what really makes a good secondary is your pass rush.
How important is it to make sure you get this win and secure that first round bye for a player like yourself and maybe some of the older players?
Oh, we just want to win the game. And I think we want to play better than we did the last time, better than the week before. We just need to concentrate on what we do and make sure that it's improving and not declining.
Jeff, do you think Wesley falls into that category of a guy who earns a Pro Bowl one year but doesn't make it until the next year?
You know, because he's definitely had a Pro Bowl season. And the funny thing about getting in is, you know, it's partially a popularity contest. And then you got to have the coaches and players just really notice you, stand out. And he's done that a lot this year. And I think next year people start really taking notice. Oh, this guy was balling last year. You know, it'll happen. You just got to put years together.
You think Chris Harris might be on that same kind of track?
Absolutely. You know, people take notice. I mean, he's made some big plays this year and some big wins. And, you know, I think next year he just keeps, you know, grinding away. And the sky's the limit for that guy.
And then position, your expertise is probably greater than anybody out there. The four wideouts that got in ahead of Demaryius were all right in the same mix with the numbers-wise. So what can you go say to a guy whose locker's right next to yours when it's four guys that are perennial Pro Bowlers or A.J. Green who's going to be one and all going to the playoffs?
All those guys have been. And once you get in, people remember that. And if you play great and you're on the same level as a guy that hasn't been in, it's hard to get that vote over that guy, you know, because he's done it consistently. All DT got to do is just keep working. He'll get in there.
Now, when you vote, do you are you mindful of that and try to avoid that trap?
I vote for the players I think should be in.
Yeah.
Period. I don't try to, you know, I'd love to look out for my guy one way or another, but, you know, he has to do that by his play. And, you know, the harder he plays, the better chance he had of getting in.
You guys have always been fighting kind of to climb the mountain, and now suddenly a Super Bowl favorites. Is that a weird feeling?
I don't know. I didn't know that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, everybody in the playoffs are favorites. So, I mean, everybody has a shot, equal opportunity. We just got to go out and make sure we take care of business this week, and then we'll worry about that.